Okay, I have zero injuries to report from last night's game. But Atari Bigby, Corey Hall, Frank Zombo, and Colin Jenkins will be going through testing today and tomorrow. Will be evaluated Wednesday morning. So they're making progress, and we're hopeful that maybe they can have a trial return for Wednesday. With that, I'll take your questions.
Did you say Jenkins in there at all, Mike?
Colin Jenkins, yes.
Jenkins is in that group?
Yes, on the floor.
Could you talk about Aaron Rodgers' season? He talked about yesterday that he
wants to
be a little more consistent
during this
year. I know with the
injuries
off. Can you talk about how
Aaron
Rodgers' season is
probably as much in line with the season we had as an offense? We've been a little bit up and down at times. So if you just look at our point production, it's reflected in that. I thought Aaron overall, has good numbers, but earlier in the year, third down was we were not at our best, and I felt like we overcame that and got on a run there. Was not very good yesterday against the Bears, but I think it's 16 games we played this year. 14 times, our quarterback performed better than our opponent's quarterback, and that's at the end of the day, that's what you're looking for. So I think he's had a good year, and. But it's time for him and the offense to put their best foot forward when we go to Philadelphia.
Mike, when you have an offensive day like yesterday, I know the Bears get paid too. Do you look at it as your own execution and your own fundamentals? Do you look at it as we played a really good defense and they played well against us? How do you kind of view that when you watch the film and kind of assess?
Well, you give the Bears credit. They're a fine defense. No question. The statistics support that. But when you play Chicago and you play Minnesota, you play your division opponents, it really comes down to execution, effort, finish, and things like fundamentals, because, they're not going to fool us, and there's not a whole lot that you're going to fool them either. So I didn't like the way we handled the football yesterday. I had four drop balls, four penalties, two turnovers, and that was really our biggest issue on offense. So we did not execute at the level that we're capable of. But we're 10-6. We're in the playoffs. We're a damn good offense, and we need to get ready for Philadelphia.
You fooled them on the fake sneak throwback, right? I mean, you felt, looking at it on film, if the ball is where it needs to be, that's a touchdown.
We fold them one time. Then,
well, yes. I'm just saying that's – I thought that was an example.
That's a deceptive play. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always execution. You got to – the guy that has the football, whether it's the runner, he has to make the right decisions, and he has to break the tackles, protect the football. Whether you're throwing it, you have to make the right decisions, put the ball in the right place, at the right time. If you're catching it, catch the ball. It's all fundamentals. Yeah, we talk about fundamentals. We do ball security drills every day. I'm just disappointed in the way we handled the football as an offense yesterday.
Moving forward, Aaron said that he didn't think being the leading rusher would equate to a win. What are your thoughts on that?
Those are a bunch of statistics that, frankly, I think are meaningless. We won the football game. I really don't care about the statistics of Chicago. Our defense played extraordinary. I thought they were outstanding. I thought our special teams played excellent. And the offense didn't have their best day. So. That's fine, and that's my answer for the rest of the negative questions about the offense. It was not a good performance by our offense. We will correct the film, and we are on to Philadelphia.
Mike, do quarterbacks or defenses
in championships? Well, I stand in front of the football team all the time. I think it's important for your team to be noted for great defense, and that's always been the goal in my tenure here. And I think we definitely have, we have reached that. And we scored, scoring defense, we're number two in the league. I think that speaks volumes, the improvement we made from, last year to this year. Because I think defenses do win championships. And, your offense and your quarterback obviously play a big part in that. And you can carry it over to special teams. I mean, you have to have all three phases. But it starts with defense. I've always looked at defense as the thermostat. When you have great defense, they keep you in games week in and week out. So, and it's the responsibility of offense to score more points than the opponent. So I definitely agree with the fact that great defenses win championships.
Mike,
Mike, how would you describe the atmosphere that Don creates on that side of the ball? He's able to plug in a guy like Eric Walton.
Does an excellent job dominating all the defensive assistant coaches. You know, the system that's in place, and you know, just to watch it, you know, go from year one to year two has been very impressive. And that's always that's where you always like to see the biggest improvements, whether it's a player or even in any system. And we've definitely hit that with our defensive system. So they do a great job, you know, just with the number of players that have played. You know, you talk about the rookie free agents that have started. You talk about the guys we've acquired at midseason. So there's been some excellent coaching going on this year, without a doubt, through our staff.
Did you utilize Walden any differently than you may have utilized Zombo or even Brad Jones early in the season?
I wouldn't think so. No, it's you know, he's done a very good job in the sub, and you know, we do try to obviously tailor the schemes to specific players' abilities, but it's more about the mindset, you know, the upbeat, the aggressiveness of the defense, the bat, you know, we feel that we're a tempo football team. We want to play fast on offense. We want to be up tempo with our pressures on defense and so forth. So it's more about the scheme.
When you faced that the first time you came in and prepared for how difficult was that when you probably prepared the week leading up for one style quarterback and then you have to, you know, to deal with it?
Well, it's definitely a dramatic change, no doubt about it. We have a game plan we refer to as a ready list, and when you play someone like Michael Vick, I mean, he's an impact player, and anytime you game plan in any phase of the game, you're always identifying the impact players and how you want to contain those individuals. So our ready list in that game dramatically changed when Michael Vick came into the game. So I think we'll be more prepared for him this time, that's for sure.
There were a few games where opposing quarterbacks did get a lot of yards rushing. Are you better to defend that now, or do you need somebody like Cullen Jenkins back to help stop scrambling Vic?
Well, scrambling Vic, it won't come down just to one player. It's important to, you know, set the edges and make sure your rush lanes are intact, and make, you know, make sure we do a good job getting them on the ground. So, you know, having a week to prepare for him, you know, having a full season to study him, you know, will definitely be a benefit going into this game, as opposed to, you know, playing up there on the opener. You know, we're preparing for, you know, a quarterback really in his first big time start, and then Mike came in as the backup. So I think it just gives us a better chance to be a little more rehearsed than some of the things we think they're, you know, hot, not exactly how they're going to come at us.
Mike, I know you're preparing for Philly, but can you speak to the overall depth of the NFC playoff pool, effectively the 10 world champions are a wild card team also?
Yeah, I think we're 1-6, and our football team is very confident that we can be successful against any of the other five teams in the playoff race. But you know, this time of year, it'd be foolish to even attempt to get in front of yourself. We're fully focused on Philadelphia. We've had good practice the last 2 weeks of staying focused, because we pretty much have played two playoff games already with the Giants and Chicago coming in here. So we need to just stay focused on Philadelphia. But I think it's, you know, I don't want to say wide open. We feel very confident with our chances.
Mike, going back to that defense with the championships thing,
mm-hmm.
You know, you worked for Paul Hackett as an offensive guy. You're obviously an offensive guy. How did you develop that mentality? Was it from working with Marty Schottenheimer, or it's just a little unexpected to hear an offensive guy be so kind of pro defense?
Well, it's just based on my experiences in football. Kansas City's probably the closest, you know, philosophically, you know, that I'm probably true to with Marty Schottenheimer. I mean, I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for Marty Schottenheimer, just with the opportunity that he gave me there in Kansas City, and when I was able to learn from him from a systematic building a program, you know, the components that he put in place there in Kansas City. But I just been around football long enough to realize that, like I've already stated, I think defense, when you have great defense, you're in every game. You know, you have not ever seen us get, you know, we've lost some games here, but we've been in every single contest. So, and I've always referred to them as the thermostat. They control the temperature. They control what's going on in every time we compete. And it gives us an opportunity to play offense the way we do. You know, we can be wide open. We can, you know, just hunker down, run the ball. So based on who we're playing and how we want to play each week. So that's the way I've always viewed it. Don't know exactly when it came to me, but that's always been my opinion as a head coach.
Like you've had, you know, ups and downs on special teams. Does it basically just come down to your punter and kicker? I mean, is that the bottom line and how well you perform most weeks? That's how your punter and kicker perform?
Well, you talk about handling the football. I mean, handling the football is one of the basic, you know, fundamentals of football. You know, whether you give it away, you take it away, and how you handle that is directly in line with that with that component. Ball placement is very important. I mean, you're supposed to punt the ball in a certain part of the field. You need to punt it there, and you're supposed to kick it in a certain part of the field on the kickoff. You need to do that, and your coverage, you know, coverage schemes align into that. And also, you know, obviously, you got to put the ball through the goalpost when you have that opportunity. So, yeah, I think it's very important. It's any skill position that handles the football. You know, this whole game is about handling the football, so it's very important.
Can you say that this season has been more satisfying in some ways just because of all the adversity you've had to overcome?
Well, I'm not satisfied. We're just getting started. The way I look at it, we've had a lot of challenges. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think when it's all said and done, you have time to sit down and reflect. I'll look back and there'll be a lot of experiences that we've encountered this year that will definitely be, you know, better coaches and we'll be better players and ultimately have a better program and be a better football team because of what we've gone through. But this is no time for reflection.
Could you talk about what you think the strengths are that you use?
Well, I think they're well coached, number one. I think Andy's done a fantastic job in Philadelphia. I mean, he's, you know, you talk about building a program, the success that he's had. They you know, they're playing at home. You know, they're the division champs. You know, that says a lot. That's an excellent division that they compete in. And, you know, he's been able to, you know, ride through the challenges of an NFL season, playing two different quarterbacks, and, you know, Michael Vick's playing his best football of his career. You know, they went with some young guys on defense, and they really challenge you schematically. You know, Bobby April does an excellent job with special teams, so they're very well coached, energetic, dynamic, you know, football team, and, you know, they challenge you schematically. So this will be a big challenge for us up in Philadelphia.
Considering the success that Dom's had in his 2 years, are you a little concerned that teams might come calling as head coaching jobs open up here this week?
I mean, career advancement, that's a positive, but I really don't give a whole lot of thought to right now. You know, we're all focused on what's ahead, and that's winning this game. So when career advancement opportunities come, I'll address them then.
Mike, is there any carryover in your preparation for Hester to preparing for Deshaun Jackson?
Oh, I would think so. I mean, I think anytime you play against a dynamic returner, there's definitely carryover. You know, I thought Tim was Tim will win one of the game balls. We had four game balls on special teams, and he definitely won one of those.
Did you want to break that news for us again with your game?
I haven't memorized it yet, but the whole defense got a good game ball. Scott Wells got a game ball on offense. Tim Mastey, Brett Good, Tremont Williams, and Jared Bush on special teams.
Mike, how well is Scott Wells playing?
I think Scott's having his best year in my time here. I can't reflect on how he played prior to my arrival, but I think it's just clearly Scott Wells' best season. He grades out very high, you know, week in and week out. I think he'll clearly grade out as the highest offensive lineman when it's all said and done. So I think Scott has had a Pro Bowl type year.
From an experience perspective, are you more playoff ready this year than last year?
We could definitely learn from our experience. Last year's playoff loss there in Arizona, and, you know, it's something that I've referred to time and time again. So, we're a different team, different circumstances. We're on the road. It's an experience that we can learn from. But, you know, it's important for us to play to our brand of football. You spend 16 games developing a style. The way you play, you know, referring to our brand, and I think we didn't do a very good job of that out there in Arizona. You know, we went through the season last year, we were plus 24 in turnover ratio going into the playoffs, and, you know, 5 minutes into the game, we turned the ball over twice and we're down 14-0. So, didn't execute very well on defense at all. and you know, just took too long to get going on offense. So I think it's important for us to just stay in tune with who we are. We're not going to change anything, and just stay true to your brand of football.
And along those lines, I guess with the way the defense is played under what Don likes to call adversity situations, I mean, that's got to come in handy in the playoff game too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Adversity defense was one of our, you know, number one objectives coming off the offseason study, and we've definitely done a very good job of that. So we're going to have some adversity Sunday in Philadelphia in all three phases. So we're going to have to, you know, answer the bell and keep fighting. And it's you know, it's a playoff game atmosphere. The tempo goes up. Everything picks up when you get into the playoffs. You know, we'll make sure that our players are ready for that. I think they understand that. We have a lot of carryover from last year's team, and I expect the leadership to step up and make sure we're ready to go.
Mike, are your consistent themes to your team then not to be distracted by, say, all the injuries and all the other things? And you have to preach that all season, or something?
Well, the injuries came on us so fast. I mean, I had to, just being with the medical staff before you walk in here, I mean, it's depressing, frankly. Just going back through all the numbers, 193 starts missed the injuries, so I didn't realize it was that high. But really, our toughest spot was that I recall was Washington, because it happened so fast. The adjustments made in that game, and then we don't get it done, and then then the following week in Miami. So, but I felt once we got through that spot, we just continued to improve and start to play better, stay true to the fundamentals. But I really haven't even talked about injuries to the team very much. I addressed it back in those 2 weeks, but I think we're just used to dealing with it now. So,
Mike, I ask this understanding full well that this has nothing to do with the game on Sunday, but the last time this franchise played a playoff game in Philadelphia was a pretty unforgettable one for your fans. I'm just wondering, when you were in New Orleans in 2003, did you happen to see the 4th-and-26 game? Do you remember seeing it on TV and thinking, boy, that's a tough way to lose, or anything like that?
I remember the game, but I would hope that we give you plenty to write about this week, that you wouldn't have to go back to 2003, whenever that was.
I'm just saying your fans kind of are having memories of that.
All righty.
Will you look at game one this year with them? Was that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, you want to look at the personnel matchups. I know they've changed. They've had some injuries. We've had some injuries, but we'll definitely go back. And that'll be the first game I'll start with. So, thank you.